Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Riley Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October 13, 1821, the men convicted for the murder of Reynold A. Elcock were executed at Mount Wilton, St. Thomas. Elcock, born in 1795, was a wealthy landowner who had among his several holdings in the island, Mount Wilton Plantation in St. Thomas. In 1820, Elcock had made a will in which each of his 120 enslaved workers on the estate were to be bequeathed £5 sterling per year upon his death. Word of this apparently got out, and shortly after, he was killed in his chamber of the said estate on October 4th, 1821. The accused, who had been suspected of perpetrating the killing, were quickly arrested and brought before a court comprising two justices of the peace and three freeholders. They were tried and convicted. The newspaper, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, covered the trial, and according to its reporting, after they were found guilty, one of the convicted men, Billy Prince, confessed to committing the murder, this after previously saying that it was another enslaved man named Jeffrey who had done the deed. Prince apparently told the court that it was he who had in fact killed Elcock, whilst Jeffrey and another man named James were in the room. The other two men revealed that they had used a fourth man named Jack Grigg, who was also before the court, to employ the services of Prince to carry out the murder, and Grigg brought Prince to the house for that purpose. The newspaper reveals that the four convicted men were all sentenced to death by hanging. The execution was carried out at the said estate on this day, October 13, 1821. They were indeed hung in the presence of the enslaved workers of the plantation, as well as what the newspaper described as an immense number of spectators who had come from all over the island to witness the spectacle. Perhaps as a warning to other enslaved people, the heads of the four men were chopped off and mounted on poles in plain sight on Mount Wilton Plantation, whilst their bodies, hung in chains, were also put on display for all to see.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.